Well, good morning, everybody. You are tuned into 2SCR 107.3. My name is Jess and I have some flippers and a snorkel on because it is time for a deep dive in the 2SCR archives. Dr. Liz Dufresne is in the studio with us. Liz, good morning.
Good morning. They're very fetching, Jess. They suit you.
Thank you so much. I'm nothing if not fashionable. Now, Liz is here because every week we get Liz in the studio to talk about a new little tidbit that she has found in our archives. There are 46 boxes of history that have been living under 2SCR for the last four decades or various times. Through the last four decades. And Liz, being our wonderful archivist, has gone through them all and is picking out little bits and pieces for us to explore to celebrate the 40th birthday of 2SER. Now, Liz, you have something in front of you right now.
I do. Shall we do a bit of secret sound?
Yeah, secret sound.
Shall we channel our inner kind of bad FM radio?
Yeah, bad commercial radio.
All right, ready? I love it so much. I love it so much.
It's pretty good. Now, secret sound players, turn your radio off for 10 minutes and think about it. Everyone else, it's a Rolodex.
Yeah, don't turn your radio off. Never turn your radio off.
Never do that.
Always
keep
a
terrible idea. Never listen to me.
Yeah, so this is a roll. Can I keep?
Oh, please.
Is that, sorry if it's just upsetting the sound, the beautiful sound. But what it is, if you've never seen a Rolodex, and we'll put a picture up of it. If you've never seen one, though, it's basically like a spinny wheel, like a chook raffle wheel. It's one of those, you remember they used to do? But instead of holes in the bingo, or like a bingo barrel where the numbers come out, lotto wheel, instead of like an enclosed wheel where the balls fall out, what you do is you spin around, and that's where you put all your business cards in according to the alphabet, and then so you can spin around and say, oh, who do I know? How do I find Jess under K? How do I find Liz under G? What do I do? What do I do?
Where am I? Who am I? Who am I calling?
That's right. That's right. And I don't doubt that the sound was very important to make somebody feel very important. Where are all my friends? Here are all my friends. Here are more of my friends. That's right. That's right.
Oh, wow.
So the thing about this, though, is it's very kind of yellow and dusty.
Super dusty. We
can guess. I mean, you know, if I was going to pull out, you know, try and guess how old it is, it's kind of hard. I imagine these are also the type of thing too that somebody buys once upon a time and adds to over the years. So, you know, working out how old it is difficult. We've got a few ways we can kind of carbon date it though. For example, there's quite a lot of work and home landlines involved as our fax numbers.
Oh,
so that gives us a sense of how old this is. Occasionally as we go through, there's some business cards. This one has got an email and a fax number but no mobile number, so we get a sense of how old that is.
Okay.
I guess before you had work mobiles, we're maybe talking late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Then as we flip through, there's some very psychedelic business going on here. Somebody who's decided to include their Hotmail. Email address. That looks professional, doesn't it?
So professional.
Yeah.
My first ever email address was a Hotmail address.
So is mine, and it still works. So there you go. So what's really great about this is it kind of gives us a sense of who the connections for 2SER were. So this certainly isn't – this looks like marketing managers, promotions. Maybe this was sitting in, you know, the sponsorship office or something like that.
Yeah.
There's connections to venues. There's connections to record companies. There's connections to artists occasionally. So there's a whole bunch of different things. We won't embarrass anybody by reading out who they are. There's a sales manager here. Ooh. What I love is as you go through the alphabet, there is just a little tab that's just a question mark. So I don't know if they're people who are unattributed. There's nothing there actually underneath it, but I just love that whoever designed
owned
this,
it yeah, knew everyone.
That's right. Under Z2, there's some really lovely water damage as well. So this is clearly it's lived a good life.
It's been through a fair bit.
Yeah.
A lot of the cards look like they've seen better days.
Yeah, what makes me sad too, there's one, say, for a record, what looks like a record shop here that obviously doesn't exist anymore. So this, I guess, is interesting too to give us a bit of a who's who and a who's that.
Yeah. And this is before the days, obviously, then of like digital contact books.
Absolutely.
Before the days of everyone having their contacts on their
phone. Right. Or, yeah, there's no address book here. There's no. But, I mean, the beauty too is this is before the era of reply all. You know, CC, BCC. So this would really be a who do I know, who can I ring?
I love a cheeky BCC.
Situation. Yeah, well, you know, they're always cheeky, aren't they? So, yeah, so that's what's so lovely about this is the sound.
Oh.
And look how important I am.
Can you imagine someone sitting that on their desk and being like, look how full my Rolodex is.
Yeah, look how many people I know.
Yeah,
look
I'm very
how many
important.
People I know.
I'm extremely
And then there are
important.
Some too that look like they're just little codes. So this one simply says, sounds a bit weird to say it out, but it just says B-O.
Oh.
It's all that's listed in pencil. Somebody's added another number in pen underneath. So maybe, you know, we've had some kind of relationship. Anyway. Anyway.
I would love if this was a secret office rendezvous
maybe.
Situation.
Maybe.
In the bowels of 2SER.
Yes. Yes.
Boons and Mills style. It's going to be great.
Mills and Boons even.
Sure.
Yep. All of them.
I clearly you need to brush up on my romance novels.
Yeah, let's not. No. Let's not. 50 let's Shades not. Of Rolodex.
Yeah. Oh, Liz, this is a wonderful one. I can't wait. I'm going to go through every single card after the show.
Oh, yes. It'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
Let's try and find... How many of these businesses are still around?
Well, I'd be interested to know if you think you might be in it too. Is there anybody listening out there who thinks they might be in the Rolodex?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. If you are, you can hit us up. We are weekendbreakfast@2scr.com.
I've just found somebody's Aussie mail email address. I'm just letting you know.
Aussie mail. So this is definitely late 90s, early 2000s.
Well, that bit is, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Absolutely. I love that this Rolodex is not a pretentious Rolodex either. It very much looks like an Officeworks purchased.
Yes.
Standard Rolodex. Liz, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jess.